Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Running in the Background. For illustration purposes, consider a computer. The hardware that you see and what comes up on the screen is only part of the equation. Behind the scenes, running in the background is all manner of software and programming. Life is like that. There is much running in the background that most people never realize. Number one, God is the sovereign programmer. The great theme of the book of Daniel is the sovereignty of God. God rules over the whole of history. He permits some things, he promotes some things, and he prevents some things. But he is sovereign over all things. He changes the times and seasons. He removes the kings and raises up kings. Daniel 2:21. Daniel 4:17 says that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. And verse 26 says, heaven rules. Daniel 2 and 7 gives a prophetic overview of world history from the time of Babylon to the kingdom of Christ. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, and the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalm 33:11. Behind the scenes is the awesome truth of the sovereign God who controls the destiny of history. God works all things according to the counsel of his will. Ephesians 1:11. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11:36. Number two, prophetic history largely revolves around Israel and her Messiah. The centerpiece nation in redemptive history is Israel. In Exodus 19:5, God told Israel, quote, you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. In Amos 3:2, God says to them, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Israel is unique and special. God revealed his word through the prophets and apostles of Israel. God sent the Savior through Israel. Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews, John 4:22. Yet the long saga of Israel is one of rebellion against their God of covenant, and they have borne the consequences. Today, in keeping with last day's prophecy, Israel is back in the land in blindness. But Israel is still God's chosen people, and the land of promise is still uniquely God's land. This is why running in the background is the live reality of Israel. It never goes away. Attention to Israel fades momentarily, but then again, and again, and again, it comes to the fore. Israel, behind the scenes, ever remains the centerpiece in the fulfillment of last day's prophecy. The course of church history. The world is oblivious to what God is doing in the world, in that God is visiting the nations to take out of them a people for his name, Acts 15:14. This people is called the church. Church literally means called out ones. Jesus Christ is building a forever family of believers called out ones. The church. Because Israel rejected her Messiah, God has temporarily set Israel aside. He will yet come back and complete his program with Israel. But in the meantime, God is building his church, which consists of all true believers, both Jew and Gentile. In the course of church history, Christ said his Spirit-empowered people would be witnesses, his witnesses, to the end of the earth, Acts 1:8. In a general sense, that has happened. But the Bible teaches that at the end of the church age, what will characterize much of the professing church is apostasy, a departure from the faith. There is still a faithful remnant that will be raptured, but most of Christendom is apostate. Running in the background of our world today is the reality of the sovereign God. Behind the scenes is the reality of Israel and her Messiah, which just won't go away. And then there is the reality of a largely apostate professing church, and yet with a true remnant in the mix. True reality is deeper than what just appears on the surface. The current pandemic has drawn the whole world together on a scale never seen before. We know from the Bible that the entire world is being prepared for a one-world order that will defy God under a one-world leader called Antichrist. And yet God will sovereignly bring world history to a close with the coming of Christ, who will one day return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Even though the world doesn't see what is running in the background, we as true believers do, because we see the truth of the prophetic scriptures. And so, we are looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Perhaps today, Maranatha, our Lord comes. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from the beginning to end. And then verse 14 says, I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken from it. And God does it that men should fear, that is, reverence before Him. Lord, we thank You that You are sovereign over the whole of history, and we can trust You, that You're in charge, You're in control. Thank You that, Lord, nothing happens today that's outside of Your sovereign control. And Lord, we are indeed looking forward to the coming of Christ, getting closer day by day. And in the meantime, we have work to do. We are Your witnesses, and there is a faithful remnant. You are continuing to build Your church. So Lord, we commit our day, our way to You. Continue to use us for Your glory. Pray in Christ's name. Amen.